global warming is making our cities hotter. So are people thinking about climate change more? And if the Trump administration is going to pull back on attempts to fight climate change, who should step up and do something about it? Our intern Anissa Reed and the Allegheny Front's Kara Holsapel were out on the streets of Pittsburgh to ask people their thoughts.
Do you ever think about climate change?
Well, yeah, I do. You know, like the winter was a little off. I thought, you know, it's different than when I was a kid. You know, so yeah, I remember when I was in kindergarten, I think we had like a blizzard or something like that, and it snowed like 3 feet or 5 feet, something like that. And I haven't seen that much snow in a long time.
Do you think about climate change?
Yes. I think that it's definitely not a hoax, that it is happening. And it's very, very bad.
So since federal government is stepping away from the problem, who do you think should address it and be responsible for it?
Maybe a grassroots people getting together. The government's not going to do it. Clearly, Trump doesn't believe that it is happening. I mean, the polar ice cap is melting. Scientists have said it. Somebody needs to step up, and I guess it's going to have to be the people.
It's been very rainy the last couple of summers, and I think that's a definite sign of the changes we're feeling here in Pittsburgh, getting increasingly concerned about it.
Now that the federal government's kind of moving away from climate policy, who do you think should step in and fight climate change, look at climate policy? Should it be the local government, state government? Should it be corporations, individuals?
Well, obviously, federal government pulled out of Paris, the climate accord there, but I wouldn't say that it's a complete backtracking from climate policy. Federal government absolutely with the leadership, but industry as well. In America, industry has to step up. It's the free market economy, and we've got a very important role to play. NGOs also, and I'd say the United Nations. I think it's a global issue that requires global solutions with it, but everybody at all levels, as well as with local government. I think it's at all levels.
That was Leah McCoy, Patty Burkle, and Chris Greenfield.